This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Representatives of Afghanistan's warring factions have gathered in Qatar for historic U.S.-brokered peace negotiations starting Saturday, aimed at finding a political settlement to the South Asian country's longest war. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo arrived Friday in Doha to attend, along with other foreign dignitaries. The dialogue will bring to the negotiating table Doha-based negotiators of the Taliban insurgency and the Afghan government-appointed delegation. Zalmay Khalilzad, the U.S. envoy to Afghanistan reconciliation, told reporters on the eve of the talks that after Saturday's ceremonies, Afghans would be negotiating with each other without a mediator or facilitator. Khalilzad negotiated and sealed an historic deal with the Taliban earlier this year to close the nearly two decades of Afghan war, America's longest, and set the stage for the intra-Afghan negotiations. The 9/11 anniversary has brought the two presidential candidates the closest they've been in months and showed off their dramatically different styles. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
At the Flight 93 Memorial in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where 40 passengers brought down the hijacked plane, President Trump proclaimed America's might.
No matter the odds, America will always rise up, stand tall, and fight back.
Hours later,
it's a pleasure to meet you.
It's my honor to meet you.
Democratic challenger Joe Biden greeted families of those killed on the plane. The two candidates did not meet, but Biden did share a moment earlier with his vice presidential successor, an elbow bump with Mike Pence at New York's Ground Zero, a rare moment of detente in a nasty campaign. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is VOA News. More than 20,000 firefighters from across the United States on Friday battled sprawling deadly wildfires up and down the West Coast as the arrival of cooler weather offered hope of a respite. The Oregon Convention Center in Portland is among buildings being transformed into shelters for evacuees. Nearly 500,000 Oregonians have fled their homes to escape the blazes. Meanwhile, California Governor Gavin Newsom toured areas of his state incinerated by huge wildfires there. Newsom said that this year's fire season is exponentially worse than the same time last year.
Over 7,700 wildfires. This contrast to last year, where we had 4,900 wildfires and 118,000 acres burned, 26 times more acreage burned this year.
About 100 wildfires in the U.S. West have engulfed an area nearly as large as the state of New Jersey. Bahrain has become the latest Arab nation to agree to normalize ties with Israel as part of a broader diplomatic push by President Donald Trump and his administration to fully integrate the Jewish state into the Middle East. Trump announced the agreement on Friday following a three-way phone call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Bahrain's King Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa. In remarks, President Trump said he expects the Palestinians and others to follow in normalizing relations with Israel.
You'll have most countries join, and you're going to have the Palestinians in a very good position. They want to come in. They're going to want to come in because all of their friends are in.
The announcement on the 19th anniversary of the September 11th, 2001 terrorist attacks came less than a week before Trump hosts a White House ceremony to mark the establishment of full relations between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. The United Nations independent expert on poverty is warning that the worst impacts from the coronavirus pandemic on poverty are yet to come. As AP's Charles de Ledesma reports, the UN says measures taken so far have been insufficient.
Olivia de Schutter, a Belgian legal scholar appointed by the UN, says the social safety nets put into place are full of holes and that these current measures are generally short-term, the funding insufficient, with many people inevitably falling through the cracks. De Schutter adds, the economic downturn resulting from the pandemic is unprecedented in times of peace since the Great Depression in the 1930s. And he warns 176 million additional people worldwide are vulnerable. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.